produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning. good afternoon, good evening, wherever this message finds you. I want to greet you in the name of our loving Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I don't know about you, but I'm grateful that He woke me up this morning and He started me on my way. The fact that there is breath in our bodies is evidence that God has a purpose and a plan for our lives, and there are assignments yet to fulfill that God's name will be glorified. My name is Elder Topaz Thornton, and I bring you greetings from the Impacting Leadership Radio Network, where our CEO and founder is the mighty woman of God herself, Kayla Pageant. We give God glory for her life, for her labor of love, for her sacrifice, and for creating a time and space for the word and prayer through this movement called When Women Cry. And we know that when women come together in unity on one accord, demons have got to back up. There's a shaking that happens. Breakthrough happens. Atmospheres have to shift. Walls have to begin to fall. And everything that's out of alignment has to line up when women cry out. When women cry out, it provokes God to move in mighty ways. We know that prayer changes things, but prayer also postures us for transformation, which means that minds are renewed, that God gets down on the inside and plucks up things at the root, that when we pray, it brings healing, that when we pray, that God has to bring deliverance and bring restoration. And when we pray, He'll have us walking in that new. The songwriter said, I looked at my hands and they looked new. I looked at my feet and they did too. Prayer transforms our vision. Prayer transforms our mindsets. Prayer transforms our hearts. Prayer transforms how we experience God. God is a God of transformation, and He uses prayer to do it. I know I have some witnesses out there, but before we dive in, I want you to take a few moments to quiet your mind and quiet your heart and quiet your spirit as we go before the throne of grace for our women and for our sisters in Cameroon. Take a few moments to lay aside every weight, to lay aside what may have happened at work, what may have happened during your business meeting, to lay aside the issue you may have had with a loved one, that you may have had with your significant other, to lay aside some disappointing news that you may have received on today or on yesterday that rocked your world, and to lay aside a struggle you may be currently dealing with. The Bible says in Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, I'm reading from the King James Version. He says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there would be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. God, we invite you into this space and into this place right now. Have your way in us and through us and speak to us on today. We don't take these moments lightly or for granted. Glory, hallelujah. The word that God downloaded in my spirit to share with you comes from a very familiar passage of scripture in Ecclesiastes, the 3rd chapter, verses 1-8. I'm going to drop down and read probably around verse 10 and then verses 14 and 15. I am going to read this in the Message Bible, but you read the version that resonates with you, the translation that ministers to you, the translation that speaks to you. And I pray that this word would bring encouragement, that it will bring edification, that it will bring empowerment, and will resonate with what is going on right now in your spirit. The word of the Lord says, there is an opportune time to do things and a right time for everything on the earth. A right time for birth and another for death. A right time to plant and another to reap. A right time to kill and another to heal. A right time to destroy and another to construct. A right time to cry and another to laugh. A right time to lament and another to cheer. A right time to make love and another to abstain. A right time to embrace and another to part. A right time to search and another to count your losses. A right time to hold on and another to let it go. A right time to rip out and another to mend. A right time to shut up and another to speak up. A right time to love and another to hate. A right time to wage war and another to make peace. God made everything beautiful in itself and in its time. And then the word drops down to verse 14. It says, I've always concluded that whatever God does, that's the way it's going to be. Always. No addition and no subtraction. Because we know God is a God of multiplication. But God's done it, and what he's done, that's it. And that's so we'll quit asking questions and simply worship in holy fear. And then this is the thing that really just resonated in my spirit for what I'm going through right now. Verse 15 says, whatever was is, and whatever will be is. That's how it always is with God. Glory, hallelujah. My question for you today is simply this. Ladies, women of God, young women, do you know what season you're in? I'll say that again. Do you know what season you're in? And if you are in a place or a stage in your life where you are wondering, I want you to repeat after me, Lord, help me to know and help me to discern what season I'm in. This is a no judgment zone. Hey, this is a safe space. Sometimes we find ourselves betwixt and between, and sometimes we need to know exactly what season we're in. Because the truth of the matter is this, God has need of you, but you are stuck and focused in an expired season. God has need of you and is calling and shifting you, and you are trying to judge God's word based on worldly standards and a carnal system. God says, stay on the wall. It is not time for you to come down. It's not time for you to throw in the towel. It's not time for you to quit. You have got to stay on the wall. God says, step outside of yourself to receive fresh revelation and manna. The word says, give us this day our daily bread. Some of you are still living on yesterday's manna, and God is trying to give you a fresh word and a fresh revelation for this time and season. God says, step outside of yourself to receive a fresh deposit of his anointing and his power, that his assignment will be fulfilled in your life. Step outside of yourself to receive a fresh perspective, because your mind has been distracted and it's been unfocused. And we command right now your mind to receive fresh instruction, and not only fresh instruction and new instruction, but with clarity. Step outside of yourself and stay in the flow and stay in the vein of what God is doing. Stop worrying about what God told the next person to do or what he told the other person to do. But what did he tell you to do? Where did he tell you to go? Who did he tell you to pray and intercede for? Who did he tell you to connect with? What instructions are you vacillating about and going back and forth about because of fear and because of anxiety or what other people have to say about what God told you to do? So we're going to pray because it's time for you to know exactly what season you are in so that you don't miss God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray for every woman. I pray for every young girl. I pray for every young adult. I pray for every man that has a woman that he loves in his life so he can know how to cover her. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, help them to know when it's the right time and the precise time for the birthing season, for the birthing position, for what you are birthing out of them, Father. God, help them to deal with the things that they are grieving over, the things that have been dead in their lives, that have been laying dormant. Father God, I ask in the name of Jesus, God, that you would give them resurrection power, Father, to be able to see life in the midst of what you're doing, God. Help them to know, God, when it's planting season, who to plant in, where to plant, what to plant, Father, in the name of Jesus. But also help them to know when it's their season of reaping, Father God. For you said that we reap what we sow, Father. That is also, God, the good things that we sow. Hallelujah. And also the things that we need to repent for, Father. So help us to know when we are in our reaping season, whether that is for us to come to a place of repentance, Father, or if that is for us to be able to receive, God, the harvest, Father, from the things that we have planted, Father. God, help us to know what we need to destroy and tear down, Father, the things that aren't working anymore, Father, the old antiquated systems, God, that we've been working under, the old stinking thinking, Father, in the name of Jesus, the toxicity, Father, that we have put up with, but also if we've been the toxic one, Father, that you will send healing and deliverance in the name of Jesus. Help us to know when it's time to construct, Father, for you are a God that constructs things, God, that are unique, God, that you construct things, Father, God, for your glory, that you construct things, Father, God, in which you use us as vessels and conduits, Father, that your people would be blessed in the name of Jesus. Help us to know what to construct and who to construct it with in the name of Jesus, God. Help us to know when we need to just cry and release to you, Father. Give us safe spaces and places, Father, where we can be vulnerable in the name of Jesus. We can cry out not only to you, Father, with no distraction, Father, but we'll be able, Father, to have people in our lives, Father God, that we can just lean on, that we can talk to, God, that we can pour out to with no judgment, Father, in the name of Jesus. They won't throw it back in our faces, Father, in the name of Jesus, God, but they will take it and they will cover us in the name of Jesus. But help us to know when we need to laugh just a little bit more. Hallelujah. You have given us joy, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. And so we thank you for a joy that is unspeakable in the name of Jesus. Help us just to put a smile on our face, Father. Help our countenance, Father, God, to be on another level, Father, where your glory is exuded through us, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, help us to know, Father, when it's time to cheer. God, when it's time to cheer, not only for ourselves, God, because you said you told David, Father, to encourage himself in the Lord, Father, but to drop pride and be able to cheer for somebody else, be able to encourage somebody else, be able to lift somebody else up in the name of Jesus, Father. But also when it's time for us to let down our guard and our walls, to be able to lament, Father, to be able to cry, to be able to exhale, to be able, Father, to be our true selves naked before you, Father, in your throne room of grace, Father, God, in that secret place, Father, in the name of Jesus, in the holies of holies, in the name of Jesus. Help us, God, to know how to love. Hallelujah. Who to love, Father, and to love people, God, the way that you would love them, not based on what we see with our natural eyes and our carnal perspectives, not based on past hurts, Father, not based on rejection, but help us to love each other with an agape love. Help us to be examples of agape love, God. You said that we have to forgive. Hallelujah. We don't have to necessarily reconnect, but we can forgive in the name of Jesus, Father. And we can just shake the dust off of our feet and keep on moving, that your grace would be sufficient for us in the name of Jesus, God. Help us, Father, to be able to hold on, Father, when things seem hard or things seem challenging in the name of Jesus. Help us to be able to do that. Father, help us to be able to let go of some things, Father, that need to be released out of our lives, Father, so we can walk into our next level, so we can walk into the newness of what you're doing, Father. You said, behold, I do a new thing, Father, in the name of Jesus, which requires us not to look backwards, Father, not to look in opposite directions, Father, but to look forward. So to let some things go that have been weights in our lives, Father, to let some things go, Father, that no longer serve purpose, in the name of Jesus, help us to let it go, Father God, and help us, Father, to be able to shut up when you say not to say a mumbling word, in the name of Jesus. Help us to be able to bridle our tongues, in the name of Jesus. Give us stewardship over our tongues, Father. You said life and death lies in the power of our tongues, Father, in the name of Jesus. So help us to steward what we say, Father. Help us to be discerning, Father, Father, of the time and season when we need to be quiet and we need to do more listening, in the name of Jesus. And then, God, give us the unction of the Holy Spirit when it's time to say something, when it's time to speak up, Father. God, you have called us, Father, God, to be advocates here in the earth realm, Father. So let us know when it's time to advocate, in the name of Jesus. Let us know when it's time to activate some things, in the name of Jesus. Let us know when it's time for impartation, in the name of Jesus, God. But let us be discerning, Father, of when it's time to do that, to listen to your Holy Spirit and not our flesh, Father, to just be and exist in your spirit and not feel like we have to perform, in the name of Jesus, to not feel pressured by what everybody else is doing, Father God, but that we will be led and we will move by your Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, God. And thank you, Lord. You've called us to be peacemakers. Your word said, blessed are the peacemakers, for they are called your sons and your daughters. They're called your children, in the name of Jesus. Let us be conduits of peace. Let us carry your peace. Let everything about us, Father, represent your peace, in the name of Jesus. Let someone's spirit, hallelujah, be calm and quieted, God, because of the peace that we carry, because of the peace that we speak, because of the peace, Father, that we facilitate in our lives, in the lives of those that we are connected to, in the lives that you have called us to, in the assignments, in the places, in the spaces, in the countries, Father, in the boardrooms, Father, in church, Father, in the marketplace, Father, in our families, in our homes, Father, wherever you find and send our feet to plant and tread, God, whatever direction, Father, whatever territories, wherever you send us, Father, God, let us carry your peace with us, in the name of Jesus. You said that you made everything beautiful, hallelujah, in itself and in its time. Glory. Hallelujah, Father. So God, help us to see the beauty of your holiness. Help us to see the beauty of why you do the things the way you do. God, help us to see the beauty, God, in what you're doing in this season in our lives. Help us, God, whatever season that we find ourselves in, Father, that we see you in the midst of it, Father, that we see the beauty, hallelujah, behind what you're taking us through, Father, that we can see the beauty, Father, God, of what you're doing and what you're going to do, Father. Your word says that all things, glory, hallelujah, not some things, not a few things, not little things, but you said that all things work together for good to them that love you, Father. We love you, hallelujah, and who are called not according to our purpose, but called according to your purpose, according to your will, according to your assignments, according to your word, according to your precepts, Father, according to what you would have us to do. Father God, in the name of Jesus, despite what season we find ourselves in, let us be found in a posture of obedience. Let us be found in a posture of yielding to what you would have us to do. Help us to find ourselves in a posture, Father, of submission. Help us to find ourselves in a posture of walking in agape love. And we thank you for your grace. Glory, hallelujah, that in the midst of the season that we're in, hallelujah, and the season that you're revealing to us that's coming up, hallelujah, in the next level of our lives, God, give us your grace. Glory, hallelujah. Give us your peace. Hallelujah. Help us to love on another level in the name of Jesus. Because at the end of the day, it's not about us, but it is all about you. Glory, hallelujah. Women of God, every woman, every girl, every young adult, every man, everyone who was listening on this line, hallelujah. If you don't know what season that you are in, I want to challenge you. Hallelujah. I want to compel you to begin to go into a secret place and begin to ask him to reveal to you, what season am I in? Because at the end of the day, we don't want to miss the move of God. There are so many things that are happening in our world, in our society, in our cities, in our homes, in our churches, everywhere that the soles of our feet tread and that are planted. Hallelujah. There is calamity. There is tragedy. There are things that are going on. Hallelujah. But we want to make sure that what you have assigned us to do, hallelujah, that there is a laser-like focus, God, because you never miss, God. You never miss, and we don't want to miss you. Glory, hallelujah. It's in Jesus' name that we all pray. Amen. Father, hallelujah, we thank you. We give you glory on today. If there is anyone that is listening today, this morning, this evening, hallelujah, if you have not given your life to Christ, I want to invite you to just give your life over to Christ. Hallelujah. He gave you breath in your body. And when he gave you breath in your body, he also gave you an opportunity to just lay it all at his feet. Hallelujah. The Bible says if you would confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus died and he rose again for our sins, that you would be saved. Glory, hallelujah. For someone that you have been running, and you've been running for a long time, long, long time that you've been running. But God says you got to stop running. You can't keep doing this. You can't keep going in circles. You can't keep bumping your head. He said, it's time for you to come back to me. I have need of you. I have need of your anointing. I have need of what I have put on the inside of you to come out so that others can be changed, so others can be transformed and healed and delivered by what I put on the inside of you. All you have to do is just rededicate your life back to Christ. Repent. God, just say, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I repent. I'm getting back into alignment with you. And for those, if you're saved, if you're already saved, you're not a black backslider, you haven't walked away, but maybe you did not represent the best version of yourself today. Maybe you did not represent God the way that he designed for you to represent him on today. I simply ask that you repent of your sin. Repent of that thing that you did. Go and apologize. Drop all pride. Hallelujah. And just really represent God in a mighty way by being his child. We have his DNA. We are supposed to look like him. We're supposed to have his image and his likeness. So, hey, maybe you fell off today, but get back on track. Hallelujah. And make things right and move forward in the name of Jesus. But I absolutely love you. Women, stay on the wall. Do not come down. Men, cover every woman in your life that you care about, that you love. Continue to cover them, whether that be in prayer or however God has instructed you to cover them. Hallelujah. Continue to pray for us in the name of Jesus. And with that being said, I absolutely love you. And there's absolutely nothing you can do about it. Be blessed, take care, and continue, hallelujah, to be all that God has called you to be. Take care. Until next time, God bless.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.